Four Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
There we go.
Are we in?
You had one job.
That's all I got to do. Turn that knob.
One job, and he screwed it up.
I already screwed it up.
Welcome to Fort Recovery, the battlefield.
I know you have to, like, say...
Battlegrounds.
The battlegrounds.
The battlegrounds at Fort Recovery Middle School. Fort Recovery Indians versus Adolphus St. John's Blue Jays, and it should be a good one, Harold.
Should be
Indians
a good one.
Coming off a tough game at Versailles Tuesday.
Boy, they did. They had one of them where you knock on the door, but you just can't get in. We had 10 left on base, and got beat 1-0. Great game. Both pitchers were pretty good. That kid got away with a lot of. He had 6 walks. He hit 3 batters, but he was just efficient. Somehow he kept them guys out there and wouldn't let them score.
Yeah. Adolphus St. John's Blue Jays come in 2-0 in the league and 7-4 overall. Coach Jerry Jackson's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Recovery has always had and St. John's have always had good baseball games.
Yeah, it seems like it don't matter where we're at, up there, here, it's always a nip and tuck to the end. And
yeah.
And it'll be a good one again today, I think.
It will be. And if you're just joining us, we are getting off to a late start here. Of course, Adolphus with a long bus ride. And now across the hallway here and down the girls' softball team is playing Jay County, a game that did get started on time.
Yeah.
And Jay County leads it 2-0.
They got a quick start.
Nope. No lineup, no pass. Okay, fine.
They're ready to go.
Yeah, I like it because of the late start. We're just going to get going here.
We're not
going to
national anthem here.
Yep.
Okay, no lineup. Yes. Just going to do well.
No lineups, let them roll. I like it.
Welcome to... the battleground.
So for Fort Recovery, for Adolphus St. John's, leading off playing second base is Landon Grothaus, batting second. Pitching, you said he's left-hander feet?
I believe he was.
Braylon Metzger.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Feathers playing third base, bats third.
T.J. Wirtz.
Shortstop is Cam Elwer, batting fourth. T.J. Wirtz plays first base, bats fifth. We got suckers feet. This is
suckers. Ooh, that's big.
Jack Gerker, right fielder, batting six. Griffin Miracle, catching, batting seventh. Nolan Schwinnen, batting eighth, playing left field. Austin Minter, center fielder, batting ninth. For Jerry Jackson, Adolphus St. John's Blue Jays. Feet getting the ball today. Alex Deuce, talk a little bit about Alex.
The big right-hander, he just eat those hard. And the other night he had his curveball working really good, and he had some kind of game at Parkway. We ended up beating Parkway 2-1, and He went the whole way and only gave up one run and struck out about 9 guys. And when he's on, look out.
He is a really good pitcher. He works fast. I think defensively the guys like playing behind him.
Absolutely.
And he'll drop it down the side, throw some sidearm stuff. St. John's 7-4. The Indians come in. What's our record? 5-2?
5-2,
five
I think.
3?
Yeah.
5-2. Indians lost at Salina, lost at Versailles. They're only 2 losses.
Only 2 losses.
1-1 in the league.
Be a big one to get here tonight,
it
Bobby.
Is. We're getting ready. First pitch here. 5:30, half hour late. Not bad.
A little late, but not too bad. Looks like we're taking the last couple
starting
of warm-ups.
For the Blue Jays will be second baseman, number 2, Landon Grothaus.
Well, Bobby? Boys look like they're ready to go. We're about ready to start.
All right, we're ready to go. Doozy says, I got to take this glove off. This ain't worth a crap.
Sure, the umpire came. I seen the, is it A.J. Kramer?
AJ got the plate?
Down there, I think.
Okay.
Looked like him.
Jason Miller.
Jason Miller.
Behind the plate.
AJ Kramer.
Two good crewmen. Indians defensively. Look like Caden Greasy at third, Troy Holman at short, Landon Post at second, the big Daniel Patch down at first. Looks like Wyatt Ben in left, Kale Rammel in the middle, and I'm guessing, not sure.
Right fielder?
Could be.
Looks like it is.
Is Sage playing today?
Sage Wendell.
Sage
right.
Wendell, and then the battery.
One strike.
Of Ducey and?
Yes, you haven't.
Mr. Riggs Toby behind the plate. He's been doing a great job so far for us.
Yes, he has. Popped him up.
Hey.
Third baseman covers eyes. Caden Greasy's got it. One up, one Caden. Down.
One out.
Here's Braylon Metzger.
Pitcher, junior, number 15, Braylon.
Colin Feathers Metzger. On deck. Left-handed hitter.
Yep.
Pitcher for the Jays. Bunted. Right. Ducey comes off mound, makes a nice play, throws it over to Patrick.
Nicely done.
Nice job. 1-3, you're scoring at home. Two up, two down.
Tried to catch a sleep in there, but Ducey jumped off that mound. Had a boy.
And I'll tell you what, it's a fast turf.
This thing, feathers,
it is.
It is a fast turf, so you don't get, if you're going to lay a bunt down,
don't get that dead ball, yep. You better pull it all the way to the third baseline. Yep.
Fly ball center field. Kale Rammel says, I got her, boys. Quick drifts in. And he brings it in. End inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. Half inning, Indians. Jays, 0-0.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here. Indians half of the first inning.
Yes, sir.
Landon Post, Caden Greasy, Wyatt Benn. First three hitters for Coach Ike.
Sounds like runs to me.
Indians,
let's go.
Of the first inning, it'll be Landon Post, Caden Greasy, and Wyatt Benn.
Got to get Landon going tonight.
Yep. Get it started right away.
Pitch is a little bit low.
A little low. Beautiful night for baseball.
Oh, my goodness. 1-0. Oh. Fly ball jerk foul.
Man, he hit that hard.
He did.
Just a little ahead of it there, Landon.
It is a great night at the old ball orchard. We got the park. Look at the parking lot is full.
Yes, sir. We got our big food pantry tonight.
That is right. Time is called ball come in.
Ball come back.
Oh, girls softball.
We had one flying in.
We're joined here by Lane Kanatke joining us up here. Hello, Lane. How are you? Good.
Big Lane.
Looking good. One, one. That's a curveball outside.
A wrinkle there.
Lane was over to track meet. Big track meet tonight. Five teamer. Is that right?
Yep. Locked in.
That's big.
In the dirt. 3-1.
Hey, Brandon.
They're going to be there a long time. That high school?
Junior high.
Junior high. Ground ball foul.
Strike two, right, though?
Landon, just a smidge ahead of it, Bobby.
Yep. Full count.
Did you get Will over there? Did Will go over?
Hmm?
Did Will go to the track meet? Okay.
Popped him up over the dugout.
Uh-oh. Car?
Nope.
Nope.
Good shape. Somebody will grab it.
Okay, I got that part. What's the other song I can play after in between innings? Is that a song?
Landon's battling.
I'm bad at this.
So. Full count. Ground ball third. Tough play. Good hop for him, though. Fires it across.
And he gets him. Nice play by a third baseman.
Pretty good play. Make him make plays. I like that. I got no problem with that.
Nope. Here's Caden Greasy, third baseman for the Indians. Wow. Wyatt Benn on deck.
Greasy now the batter. Wyatt Benn on deck.
Matt Miner mowing his grass today. Looking good over there.
Looking good.
Probably listening to Ford Cover Radio.
Yep. Got the headphones on.
Yep. Foul. Back. Good cut.
Caden Greasy is a pretty good hitter.
Caden Greasy is a pretty good hitter. I agree with that.
Tell you what. He takes a pretty nice swing every time. He doesn't get cheated.
And he's only a sophomore.
Yes, sir.
Little bit low, 1-1. 7-4 Blue Jays, 5-2 Indians. From the battlegrounds here at Fort Recovery. 295 of the right field. That pitch is strike on slow.
Got him.
Center field, 350. Left center field, 350. 295 left field. Is that what it says down there?
290.
290 left field.
Short portion left.
Greasy waves that bat around. The pitch, slow curve outside, full count. No, 2-2.
2-2. Making him throw a lot of pitches. I like that. Both first two hitters.
Oops. Ooh, rung him up. That's strike looking on Greasy. That's two up, two down for the fort. Here's Wyatt Benn, Cale Rammel on deck.
The batter.
All right, Benny, get started here.
Joined here by Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Spencey over there doing the play-by-play on the mic tonight. You don't want it? Oh, you want to put it somewhere? Yes.
Rested in white.
Baby right there. Slow curve. Uncle Charlie.
Caught the outside edge there.
Athletic director Holly Gann on the scoreboard. So far, she's
doing a great job.
No, she sucks at it.
Bad? Oh, yeah. She's fired.
Five ball straight back. One ball, two strikes. 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Well, there's an airplane up there.
Oh, yeah, we got one.
It don't get no better, folks.
Blown a little bit out, maybe. Left field?
Yeah, I'd say it might be a little right to left. Outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out here in the bottom of the first. No score. Nobody's got a base runner yet.
No hits.
Here's the 2-2.
Oh, swinging a miss. Chased the old curveball.
Throw it down. And they got him. Ben strikes out after one. No score.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
There he is.
There we go.
We're back. Second inning, Fee. Come on.
Yeah, we got to get something going. We got to hold him here and put something on the books. Looks like Looks like our first three hitters are going to be Cam Elwer, TJ Wirtz, and Jack Gurker. Mr. Elwer, pretty good basketball player, wasn't he, Bobby? Yeah. Not too bad.
I'm going on record. Mm-hmm. I graduated high school in 1983.
First up for the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm.
He's the best freshman I ever seen.
Cam Elwer.
Yeah, I'd have to say you're probably right.
He's the best freshman basketball player I've ever seen.
Yep. He's got a base hit. Hit a shot to the shortstop. Troy Holman laid out, knocked it down, kept it in the infield, but couldn't throw him out.
Yeah, first pitch swinging there. Yes, he threw the heater. And
I'll tell you what, they're all, so far, these guys aggressive. Are all coming up very aggressive.
First baseman TJ Wirtz.
Runner first, nobody out. TJ Wirtz is your hitter. Big first baseman. Elwer, pretty good lead over there.
Nice Rigsy, stop.
Nice stop. Good job, buddy.
419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'd love to give you a shout-out.
We'll give you a shout-out.
Wyatt Gann in the house.
419-852-3599 for me.
Big Wyatt.
Okay,
can you give me some water or more water? Either give. Give me a water.
Ball high. Gets away from Rigsy. And Elwer will move up. Up to second base. Kind of popped out of his glove there.
He does have a lot of balls pop out.
Yep. We need to buy him a new glove.
Calpy listening.
Calpy down St. Augustine, yep. I think he's
Hello, at. Dave Calp.
Calpy said we had the mics on before the game. He heard everything.
Ooh.
Fly ball down left field line. Going to be a foul ball. Big long strike. DJ Wirtz now two balls, one strike. Ducey eyes the sign. Looks him back. Winds and pitches. A little high again. Three balls and a strike.
Come on, Ducey.
Got to find a plate.
Nick Twait's got shelled last night.
I seen that.
Oh,
that going to give up three runs.
Yeah.
There's a good pitch. Full count. Is he trying to get this one himself, maybe? Pitches in. Struck him out.
Baby.
Outside corner. That's okay. Swinging.
You like the purple turf?
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm kinda, like you. It's all right.
It's kind of bright.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Right fielder, senior Jack Gurker.
Stands out.
Yeah, absolutely. Jack Gurker is your hitter. Right fielder for the Blue Jays. Cam Elwer dives back into second. No throw. Mom's going to be washing his uniform tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, pretty good pitch. Rigsy thought he might have had it. A little outside. Ball one. Troy and Landon working hard out there trying to keep Elwer close. Ball high. 2-0.
Copy says, finish the sucker there, big fella.
It's a sour mess, I tell you.
You can't go. This thing has got some tart.
It got some tartness in these babies.
It's a delicious Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher sucker. Can't beat it. Good pitch baby. Right at the knees. Strike one.
You think we can get Alex Dews to be in the Reds' bullpen tonight, late relief?
Ooh, I think he could help. He could definitely help. God, drives him bats
watching him.
Oh, no, it's terrible. Frustrating.
It is, series because they're
Atlanta.
Oh,
my goodness.
3 games they had to lead in the 7th inning, lost them all.
Lost every one of them.
There's a couple girls joined us in the booth. A couple ladies.
Steps off. 2-2 count. One out in the inning. Cam Elwer is at second base. Jack Gurker is your hitter. That's fair.
Foul.
Nope. Corner foul. All right. Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, you guys sucked the other day at Brazil's. Every time you'd say something, it'd be the opposite call.
We're bad. There were some of them that I swear we were right. We didn't get them.
You can count people. That's strike three. Ball? No, a ball? What do you mean, ball?
Can't believe he called that a ball. A little high. Full count. All right, Alex, got to go get him. Got to work hard here. Oh, swing just got a piece of it. Three balls, two strikes,
what's
one out.
What's
and
the score over there? 5-3.
And he's leading 5-3 at the softball diamond.
We're losing.
We're losing 5-3.
5-3, we're getting beat, right?
Kirker fouls another one off. He's battling. All right, Ducey, let's win the battle right here. Throw one right by him. Little curveball, base hit into left field. Might score him. Nope, he's going to take a break. I'm not quite sure what happened with Caden Greasy. His glove fell off and he tried to catch the ball with his hat. Did he hit him? Hit
no.
the runner, I take it?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure what check that is. Here was interference.
I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah, I don't
he
know.
He was kind of in the way, but.
Umpires are meeting. They're discussing.
Kind of ran into him. And right now we got runners at first and third with one out. No runs in, yeah?
You know, if neither umpire seen it, they would see his glove land on the ground, which means that they could say, well, he did knock his glove out of his hand.
He knocked his glove out of his hand. Not sure about this one. Coach,
now the coaches are out there steps getting out, ready to arm to wrestle.
Could be a fight.
Yep. And they're going to let him score interference.
Yep.
That's Caden Greasy's fault. He's, I don't know what the heck he was doing there.
I'm not sure what he was doing either.
Now Coach Ike wants an explanation.
Give me an explanation. Well, I can tell you what. I was looking in the left field where the ball went, and I never even seen it. But he definitely had no glove on when it came around. Coach Ike, I don't think Coach Ike's too happy with this one because, like you said, I'm not sure they seen anything. One to nothing. Blue Jays take the lead on a weird play. And Elwer scores, and Jack Gerker gets moved up to second base. Griffin. Merkel is your batter. Mullen Schwimmer on deck. Little inside. One ball, one strike. There's a pitch. Right back to nine.
Baby.
Yes, sir. Caught him hung out to dry there at second base. Nice play by Alex Deuce.
That's a good play by Deucey, wasn't it?
Hit it right back to him. That'll go 1-6.
Yeah, we'll get out of here with minimal damage.
Fielder's choice, I agree 100%.
Don't you think, Lane? Minimal
yeah.
Damage.
So yep. Gerker is the second out of the inning. Merkel's on first. Schwimmer, your batter. Number 8 hitter.
Maybe.
Takes a strike. Coach throwing some signs out.
Pretty good lead over there at first. Stays put. Big swing and a miss. That might be the biggest swing I've ever seen.
Maybe the coach is laughing on that one.
That was a good one.
He tried to hit that to win the lane.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Strike foul. Dizzy way ahead here, 0-2. Here's the pitch. Got him.
All right.
Swinging. But they do get one run on two hits. After one and a half, the Blue Jays lead it 1-0.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes,
any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
All right, we're back.
We are back. There we go. He has us down. We're gone now, Neil.
We're back on. Indians will start out with Cale Rammel.
Cale's been
Troy
all
Hill,
hard.
Riggs, Toby. First three hitters. He has been in. Our boy hit one right in the middle for the last out of the inning in Versailles, and man, he drilled it, but he hit it right at the center fielder. Take strike one. A little high. Evens the count at 1-1. Troy Holman on deck. Big swing and a miss. The Battlegrounds. Fouled it off. Just dropped it out of his glove. Cale gets second life.
We're joined here by the third member of the team, Lane Canappy. Lane, how you doing?
Good.
Indians need to get some runs here, don't we?
Yeah.
That's right. Cale needs to get a soft base hit.
Yeah.
Oh, he was
got him.
Fooled.
Boy, he hung him up. He locked him up there.
Yeah.
That's a strike looking. First out of the inning. Laner, have you started Little League yet? Or T-ball yet? Any practices?
No. I did a couple of a long time ago, but I have a practice next Tuesday.
All right.
Next Tuesday starts up. All
time
right.
Time to get going. Troy Holman, your hitter. Takes her a little inside. One to nothing. Delphus Blue Jays lead it.
Kathy Utzler listening from Lexington, Kentucky. You think they're at the horse races or not?
Mike Binky?
I'd say that's 100% no doubt.
No doubter.
Hello, Chuck and Kathy. And she said, get some runs, Indians. Let's go.
No kidding. Been long enough without one. Let's go. Troy is ahead 3-0 in the count. Probably looking at one here. Yes, he is. Actually, I might have got hit. But either way, it's ball four or hit by a pitch. Anyhow, we got a runner on. Rick Stobie's going to be our hitter.
Our catcher. One out in the inning. Big Troy's got a lot of stolen bases. Let's see if he's feeling a little frisky tonight. He got away. Troy's going to try it. And he's going to go in there standing up. He gets by the catcher. We got a runner in scoring position. With one out. Riggs Toby took ball one on
come
that
on, Riggs.
One.
We need a run. We got to get off the schneid.
I agree 100%. Come on, 12. Looks at it a little out. It's about, I'm seeing about six balls in a row he's thrown. We'll take
sitting
it anyway.
On, sitting on the fastball here?
I think I would. There it is. Might have been taking one.
Yeah.
Coach says drive one. Let's go. Big gap out in right center. Two balls, one strike. Popped up. Left field. Hit it pretty good.
Lose it in the
left
sun.
Left fielder's battling the sun, and he got it. Second out of the inning.
Might want to get that dude some sunglasses. No, don't get him any.
Don't get him any. He was struggling. Got down just about on one knee to catch that one. Two outs in the inning. Dan Patch, your hitter. Daniel had one of our two hits at Versailles. He had a rope into left field. How about another one right here?
We need a hit right here.
Let's get this thing tied.
Good wheels on the base.
Throw back. He's all right. All righty. Big number 66, Dan Patch. Throw back again. Plenty of time. Two away in the inning. We need a big two out hit. We could not buy one the other night.
We're going to get one right here.
I like it. Take strike one. A little outside. Daniel looking for something he can turn on here. There's the pitch. Curveball bounces in the dirt. Catcher don't know where it's at. This could be interesting.
Oh,
Troy takes a big turn, but he'll stay put. That thing kind of bounced away from the catcher. I thought he might have a chance of going two bases. Smart move, though.
Yep.
Stay where he's at.
Yeah,
one ball, one strike.
Meat.
Yeah, he'd have been dead meat. Never know. Maybe he'll bounce another one up here. Throw another one of them curveballs.
I think you're going to see a base hit right here.
Strike on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the inning.
Come on, DP. Be ready, kid.
We got Troy Boy down at third base wanting to get in there and get us a run. There's a pitch, ground
yes,
ball,
sir.
Base hit into left field. That'll score. Troy. Big Dan makes the turn with a big two-out single. RBI time for Daniel Patch.
We needed that one, Fee.
We sure did. That's what we needed. Absolutely. Get him going now. Now go with two.
Good job, Lanner.
Big hit. Troy Homan. Round he goes and scores. Love it. Two outs. That'll bring Bo Tin to the plate. Bo is pinch hitting tonight for Alex Deuce. Sage Wendell on deck.
Bo hit some bars, ball hard the other night,
he
right?
He did. He hit a rope right at the third baseman, doubled up Dan Patch at first. Just a bad break for us. Popped out of his glove again. Nobody's going anywhere, though. One ball, one strike. Two outs in the inning. Inning's tied back up here, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. Bo behind in the count. One ball, two strikes.
Bo pitched a hell of a game on Tuesday as well, didn't he?
Boy, he did. He only gave up one run, only four hits. Scattered four hits. They got one bleeder in the right field that scored the run. Just not a lot of luck for him.
Good curve.
Curveball got him swinging. But in the inning, Indians get one run on one hit. After two complete, we're all tied up. 1-1.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Oh. All right, here we go, Fee. Top of inning three. 1-1. Didn't he come back? Got a big run here. Dan Patch.
RBI oh, big single. Hit, big hit.
9-1-2, Austin Munter, Landon Munter. Grothaus, Braylon Metzger.
Let's go 1-2-3.
Quickie. Coach Jackson.
Good pitch. Scoreboard.
Mac perfect. Action tonight. Versailles is at Parkway. 6-4 Versailles, 6-3 Panthers. Minster and St. Henry should be a good one.
That should be a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Minster is 4-0 and St. Henry 3-1. Coldwater at Bremen, another good one. Yep. And Marion Local travels to New Knoxville. There's ooh, a fly ball deep left. Benny's going back, baby. And it is a one-hopper off the fence.
Number nine gonna be boom, there. That baby.
Benny didn't get a very good look at that.
No.
Got that's kind of a late triple. Jump. Yeah. Time called. Coach Ike wants to go talk to him.
Yep.
I guess a double.
Stand up double. Double. Yep. Yeah. Stand up double.
Calpe says the suckers. Put them away, boys.
Well, I just ate mine. I'm done.
Mine's done too.
Yep. We're good to go. Don't like the old slurping. No. Oop, there comes a softball. Number nine hitter was showing a little
yeah,
pop.
He did, didn't he? He did hold it over left good. Fielder's head. What do you think Coach is talking to Alex about there? You think he's going to be bunting here? I don't know. Leadoff hitter and
you know, I runner at second? I don't think I would you?
But I'm sure it had something to do with his what he wanted everybody to do here.
Yeah, I'd say defensively they want to make
they're
sure.
In it. Daniel's in at first.
Yeah, they are looking for the bunt.
7.5. Well, on May 25th, I'm going to be 8.
Strike.
Didn't square it all there, Bobby.
No. You're going to be when? How old? You're going to be
7.5.
You're setting, and when's your birthday?
May 25th.
All right, you're going to be right. How old then?
8.
All right, good job. I like it. Uzi? High.
One a little high. Missing a little up today.
Yep.
It seems like when he misses, he's just a little high.
1-1, runner at second. Nobody out here in the top of the third.
Scoreboard runner left us.
Outside. Alex Dews needs an out here.
Does need an out.
Lead off hitter, Grothaus. I'm sure he's a tough out.
Oh, got him.
Yes,
good
sir.
Pitch. That was a nice pitch.
Full count.
Full count. He needed that one.
Big right-hander gets a sign from Riggs. Looks the runner back. And the pitch. Curveball got him. Can't go anywhere. Can't go anywhere. Hold it.
Throw it. Got to make it. Got to run it. You can't let him get the sack. That's not very good. Not very good there.
You had kinda plenty of time it. To look him back.
Yeah. Yeah, you got
struck
almost
out swinging, but the runner advances to third on the throw over.
Yeah, just about like a bump there. He struck out, and they still got a runner moved.
It's important. Riggs got to catch that, baby. Hang on to it. Here's a left-handed hitter, Metzger.
And it's hit
that
well.
That is hit hard to right field. That is going to be deep enough
to score,
to
run,
score the run. And he's in there standing. Sacrifice fly, Braylon Metzger. St. John's 2, Indians 1.
That shouldn't happen, Bobby.
No, they've got two runs on two Indian screw-ups.
Two screw-ups. That's exactly right. Two-way inning, though. We got our outs. Get up here and hit.
Here's a number three hitter and third baseman, Colin Feathers. Colin flew out to Cale Ramo in center. Swinging a
big
miss.
Big swing and a miss. I'll tell you what, Blue Jays are aggressive.
Yes.
They like that first pitch swing. Maybe Ducey might want to start throwing a little curveball on first down.
Yep.
First pitch.
Swing
good
and a miss.
Pitch.
When you're up there batting, you want a curveball or would you like a fastball coming in? Which one you want?
Curveball.
You want the curveball? You going to hit it? You ready to hit?
It's not all about hitting. It's kind of about outfield, but I kind of like infield.
Swing it and miss. Good job in the inning to get a run on a leadoff double. And after two and a half, Blue Jays lead it 2-1.
Well, Bobby, we're supposed to talk a little bit.
Okay, let's talk.
Neil, huh? Neil says it takes him a little bit to get over there and turn the commercials on. He's got to be a little quicker. Hey, there you go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings.
All right, now batting for your Indians, Sage Wendell leading very off cool. Here at the bottom of the third. Sage was, I think he got his first varsity action this week.
He did.
He's been in Coach Ike's lineup three straight days. So Coach Ike, and he's got confidence in the young freshman, Sage.
Yeah.
Swinging a miss. He has a nice slow curveball, and if you haven't seen it, you can tell the kids that are a little bit out in front
it's
of him.
It's a little tough, yep. It's a pretty good one.
Yep.
I turned that down, Neil. Got him with a curve.
Good curve. One ball, two strikes.
Kind of froze him on that one.
Come on, kid. Choke up. Be a hitter.
Yep.
Make contact.
Step up in the box and go get him. Good job.
Peace.
Can I move this?
Stay alive.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes.
Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Inside.
Attaboy, attaboy. Battling. Good job, Sage.
Landon Post on deck. Top of the Indian lineup.
Uncle Charlie might be coming here.
You think he's feeling Uncle Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Charlie it is in a swing and a miss. Good call, Feast.
Nice.
One up, one down. Wendell strikes out.
Top of the order, second baseman.
All right. Here's Landon Post. Landon grounded out. Start the game for the Indians.
Come on, Landon.
Caden Greasy on deck.
Third baseman back. Be nice if you could do a double
strike
bunt down the line.
Coach says, Nolan, get your butt towards the line.
Yep.
I think he's thinking Landon's going to yank one.
Yanked a couple. They're foul.
A little high. 1-1.
It's first time up.
Greg LaFever just texted, said the JV or the freshman team's ahead 23-0.
Holy moly.
Strike.
Where are they at?
It's Marion Local.
At Marion.
Good start for them boys.
Boy, that's
have we got an update on the girls' game?
Holly,
you got an up? Tied up 5-5.
5-5 tie.
Fouled back, good cut, landing post. Jay County 7-0 too. So
yeah, good team.
What's that?
6-game win streak for those guys.
Well, then it must be 6-0.
Must be 6-0 then.
6-0.
Aye.
I don't know. I was asking Maddie Guzmiller today. I missed that one.
Can I ask you a question? Does this glove in it, does it look like it's real big or something? Hi, full count. Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's what I thought.
I'm guessing he's an outfielder, too.
Full count. Come on, Landon. Get on base here.
Anyway, buddy, we got to have you.
Fouled back. Boy. Good job. Good job.
Good piece of hitting there.
How was school today?
Good.
Not too bad.
What did we work on?
I had a lot of fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
That boy. 3-2-1. Grounded.
Shot.
Yanked.
Woo. Pulled that, baby.
Buzz Coach Ike's Tower.
Yes, sir.
Last night on Sports Talk, we had on Coach Shane and Coach Evers. And
yeah,
if you get a chance in the archives, listen to Fort Recovery Radio. They had a great interview.
Good interview.
All right.
Ah, boy,
all four low.
That's a good at bat.
Yes, sirree. That's what we need, base runners.
Got to get some base runners, make things happen. And these are speed guys, too.
Yep. Here's Caden Greasy. Wyatt Benn on deck. Caden struck out looking last time up. Coach Hunt gives a sign. Good wheels on the base pass and post.
It's always hard to run on a left-hander, I think.
Especially because you don't see him.
Yeah.
Ball's a little tall.
A little tall. Fastball.
Hold on, Caden.
Big line drive in the gap here.
High, 2-0.
That a boy.
The freshman boys will now move the record to 4-0, and three of their games have been run rules.
Nice.
So, a lot of good players in the younger grades here at the old four.
Good ones. Yep.
That's ball in the dirt. 3-0.
He's got her. 3-0.
Come on.
We'll take it.
Take it all the way here.
Absolutely.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, buddy.
What age is this?
These are eight. He's a sophomore, so he's 16. 16, 17, 18. High,
hey,
ball four. Indians now with two on.
Duffus is pitcher. I think every time we get a runner on, he seems a little shaky.
Here's Wyatt Benn.
That's
Wyatt struck out swinging. Time is called. Coach Jerry Jackson going
out
talk to his lefty. We got a little time to kill here.
Yep.
Holly Gann. Holly's doing it all tonight. She's running back and forth.
Yeah,
she's on the scoreboard. We're missing our main players here. We're missing Isaac LaFever.
Isaac ain't here.
And I don't know what Isaac's doing, but it's probably something good.
Yep.
And on the clock over there is usually Jonas Foote.
Jonas, that's right.
Yeah.
He's probably at the
ball game.
Yep. His boy plays.
His boy's a freshman on that.
And if not him,
team.
We got Jerry Byram, but
he's over at the girls' game.
He's over at the girls' side.
So
put a lot of pressure on us over here, aren't
you? The heat is on. But we got McNeil doing the...
Neil's just dashing back and forth.
Handsome fella, too, by the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
And we got Lane helping.
Laner stepped up.
Yep, we needed you. Needed you today. Good job.
Senior left fielder Wyatt Benn.
All right, Wyatt.
8-5
who?
8-5 bottom of the fourth.
Jay County leading 8-5.
Jay County's ahead.
Swing and a miss. No fouled back.
Swing and a miss.
I didn't even see that get fouled back. Did you?
I didn't either.
It come off the brick and the catcher caught it.
Shot right back. They must still not have their pads
batting.
In
yeah.
Yet.
Mm. Who's our athletic director?
Jeez. I don't know. Down.
Yep.
No pass.
0-1.
Oh.
Come on, Wyatt. Come on, kid.
A little low.
0-2. Looks a little
He's
low
going
from
out
here.
To battle now. One out. Come on, Wyatt.
Indians with good speed on the
ground
base
ball
pass.
Here somewhere in a gap, in a hole.
Curveball.
Oh, nice.
Grounded to a second. Trouble. Flipped over to first. Throw to. He beats it out. That's a force out. Good play by the Blue Jays.
Pretty good play by Blue Jays, yeah.
4-6.
He kind of broke that up, so he couldn't get the
fielder's choice
first
on Wyatt. Now we got him on the corners. There's Cale Ramel. Cale was absolutely fooled to no end the first time up.
Oh, he did get buckled. He didn't like that curveball at all.
Nope.
Wyatt Benn, we going to send him here, you think? Or we're going to wait?
I'm going to send him.
See what happens?
Yep. He hasn't got a very big lead, so I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, he don't look like it.
Ball.
This could be one of the old McKibben. Run him halfway, yep. Fall down. Any way you can get her on.
Just well.
All right, Landon, we got to get you on a pass ball here.
Yeah.
Come on, Cale. We need a hit here, buddy. Inside, 2-0.
All right.
Is there air coming out of it?
Big Troy Homan on deck.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like a hitter's pitch here, Bobby.
What?
He's going.
Get through.
Oh, he's dead meat. He's got to stop. Somehow you got to. I don't know what you do there. Thrown out at second. That'll end the inning. But
yeah.
We had some runners on.
Yep. Again. In the inning, no runs, no hits. A runner left. Through three, Jays 2, Indians 1.
2-1.
Wayne IGA is having a big sale on quality Eckrich products all this month. All varieties of their smoked sausage are on sale. Two packages for just $7. Regular or thick-cut bologna is just two packages for $5. And all varieties of Eckrich hot dogs are two for just $4. Stop in and stock up. Eckrich, the name you have known and trusted for years, is on sale all this month at Wayne IGA, your friendly hometown store that saves you more.
Been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generations, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back. Top of the fourth. St. John's leads it 2-1 in a good old good one. Cam Elworth is going to be our leadoff hitter. Cam had a base hit his last time up. Another ground ball, third baseman, a little foul.
Lane, what do you think of the ballpark?
It's good. It's actually pretty nice.
It is pretty nice.
It is nice, ain't it, buddy? You're going to play on here someday.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I think it might be next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
You guys might practice here.
Yeah.
Drops are down.
Ooh, nasty little.
Kent Tokalvy.
Kent Tokalvy's sidewinder. I liked it.
Yeah.
Elmer says, what was that? I'll fool him one time. 0-2 pitch. Ooh, oh.
Just missed.
Ooh, that was close.
Caden Homan goes yard over the 320 sign over at Marion.
Caden did.
25-0.
Awesome.
Freshman ahead. Girls losing 8-5 to Jay County. Just to our north here.
Battle to the north.
At the battleground.
At the battleground. Ground ball. Ooh. Weird hop. Second base. Fires over to first.
All right. Good job.
Got him.
You want to keep him off the base pass.
That
I'm guessing.
Was a favorable bounce for us there, Bobby.
Yep.
Looked like it was going to go into right field, and it kind of bounced off of the pitcher's mound.
Did
straightened
it,
out.
It hit the pitcher's mound or hit Doozy? I couldn't tell.
I didn't tell
Maybe
you.
It was a pitcher's mound.
Sure made it weird. Weird spot there. 4-3, and that's our first out of the inning. T.J. Wirtz is your hitter. T.J. struck out looking last time up. Pretty close on the knees, just a little outside, I think.
Give me 1 second.
He is nibbling on that outside corner. It's close. But 2-0. He's in the lead. One out in the inning. A little
high.
He
does throw hard, don't he?
3-0. He does.
T-80?
I would say yes. I'd say low 80. Well, he's got to battle back here. One at a time. There's strike one.
Have you heard anything on Patch as far as being able to pitch him?
Last I'd heard, he'd had that shot in his elbow or whatever, and they thought of 2 weeks. And I thought Brian said that was about 2 weeks ago, so he could be any time. Strike foul.
Ooh, that could hit the Hastings Mobile.
Ooh.
What are you driving?
Clunker.
Okay. Go ahead and knock the window out.
Knock a window out. Yep. We don't care. Full count. Here's the pitch. Oh, just got a piece of it to stay alive.
I have a question.
Hmm?
How fast has the pitcher threw it before?
Well, we just talked about that. I think he's about 80 mile an hour. Harold thinks low 80s.
I think low 80s, yeah. Popped
right,
up.
Good job.
Center field. Cale Ramos calling everybody off.
Nice.
And he's got it. Drifted in nicely. Two away in the inning.
Good job battling there.
Jack Gerker is our hitter.
Senior right fielder.
How about a quick inning here, Ducey? Jack Gerker, last time. Fielder's choice. Hit it right back to the mound. They went to second and picked off the runner at second. First pitch, a little low. Ball one. Let her rip.
How good is Troy Lamo?
Cale?
Yeah.
He's pretty good, ain't he?
He's pretty good. Pretty good athlete. Two balls, no strikes. To Kirker. He looks at a nasty little curveball on the end. Two balls, one strike. All right, Ducey, come on, baby. Another curveball. Nasty. We got Deuces Wild, according to Pudge.
Deuces WCS. Wild.
Two balls, two Pudge strikes, man. Two outs. There's the pitch. Oh, just got a little bit of it. That might get a... Still no clunker. Hey, maybe a little bit of clunked out there.
There you go. Get ball. I'm
going to
go get that ball.
Okay, go get him, buddy.
If I can really see it.
See if you can find it.
Find me. St. Henry 3, Minster 0.
St. Henry's having a heck of a year
up here, though.
Battles back, full
CSM,
count.
They only update the game that they're covering. They don't update anybody else.
Don't have any other one? MAC got anything?
Nope.
Nope. Popped up.
All right.
Landon says it's all mine, boys. It's all mine. And he got it. Nice job by Landon Post. Popped out to old number four for the third out of the inning. No runs, no hits. No errors. After 4.5. Innings trail 2-1.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, we're back here, and KLRM will let off, and he hit a ground ball right at the first baseman. Made an unassisted play, one away. Three unassisted. Troy Holman is your hitter. Troy got on and he scored our only run.
Nice to see Mrs. Feely stop up.
Yeah. I told her to come up and look at the view because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, we are on tall cotton right here, baby.
We got a pretty good seat right here. Curveball popped him up. First baseman calls everybody off. He's got it for the second out of the inning. Popped out to three also. Two away. Riggs Toby going to try to get something started here with two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Strike. Shot in the middle. Shortstop comes a long way and makes a great play. 6-3 to get Riggsy. No runs, no hits, no errors. Quick inning for the Indians. After four complete, Blue Jays lead it 2-1.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We're back. Go, I mean, Miracle. Leading off.
I mean, you want me to announce this?
I can do it.
I mean, hot dog.
He's got a hot dog going. Get the hot dog going, I'll get her.
All right.
All right. Looks like 7, 8, 9 will be the hitters. Not a bad pitch. Boy, he's all around that plate. He just can't quite get the call. Two balls, no strikes. Swing and a miss.
Who?
Nolan Schwimmer on deck, it looks like. Strike. I think it's either 1-2 or 2-2. I'm not sure. Here's the pitch. Oh, got him with a curveball. Froze him up. Got like that. Okay, looking first out of the inning. That brings Nolan Schwimmer.
Senior left fielder.
Struck out, swinging the first time up. Is he trying to get ahead here? A little high.
Good hot dogs, V.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Big boys, you ain't been out here. They're really good.
Yeah.
Come out and get one. Just a smidge outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Got an update over there, Jill? 11-5, Patriots.
Ooh. That's not good. Strike. Two balls, one strike.
Freshman win 26-0.
Jeez. That's a bunch.
They are 4-0, and they've had three run rules over St. Henry, Coldwater, and Merriam.
Good pitch. 2-2.
Coldwater 9, New Knoxville 0. Got that score.
9-0? Kind of about what we expected there.
Yeah.
A little down year for the old Rangers. Swing and a miss. Gets by Riggsy. He calls for the outside throw, and he got it.
Good job.
Okay, swinging. Two down in the inning. The number 9 hitter, Munter. Munter? Munter. Hit a bomb the last time up over Benny's head. And he scored the leading run.
Oh, Colwar's playing New Bremen. New Bremen, my fault.
Ooh, they're ahead 8-0?
Yeah.
Wow.
9-0.
Now that does surprise me a little bit.
Yeah.
Good pitch. Strike one. Here's the second. Fouled off.
He didn't want to come up.
Ducey getting way ahead. 0-2. Two outs. Ducey going to try to boil it one. Little curveball. He fouled it off.
Got a final over there, Jerry?
No.
Pitching change. Here's the 0-2 pitch.
Yeah.
Set him down on the outside corner. Very well done by Ducey. Okay, looking for the third out of the inning.
We get some runs.
Bobby, I'm turning it over to you to get us some runs. That's it. Come on, purple and white.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the fifth inning. We need some runs.
Absolutely.
Trail 2-1.
Let's go.
Big Daniel Patch leads off.
He's been our man.
Yeah, he's got our only hit, and that was an RBI single in the second. Indians trailing 2-1. Metzger's pitched well, the left-hander. Popped him up, fly ball, right center field.
Get some sun out there. Going up,
and he's got it.
Nope.
One pitch, one out. Don't forget, on Saturday, we got the big chicken dinner tickets. Big chicken dinner.
Yeah, doubleheader.
South Adams comes to Indian to the battlegrounds.
To the battlegrounds. Yeah, beautiful day to come out and watch some ball. Eat a little chicken dinner.
Perfect, yeah. Pick up dinners from 12 to 2. New baseball diamond.
Kim Wendell said make sure we announce they got a play this weekend.
We got the big play this year, yeah.
Yeah.
Reed Knuth and
yeah.
Leading the way. Here's Bo 10. That pitch is a slow curve inside. 1-0. Lane, what do you... Yeah.
What's
the count? I think
it's... Ball? I think it might be 1-1. I ain't sure.
I was too busy checking
2-1.
We think 2-1.
Yeah. So I'm joined here by Lane Donner. Lane, we've got a big summer plan, don't we? What are we doing?
We're going to a vacation.
Yes.
Ground ball, third base, good hop.
Candy
right
hop.
Fires it across.
Hey,
there it gets wide.
There's our break.
All right. Indians get a break. That's an E.
Threw her in the dirt.
And a tying run on base. If you swing the bat, you're dangerous. Bo 10.
That's exactly right. Third baseman's kind of looking over saying, I think he could have got that.
Here's Sage, right fielder.
Sage, we need a hit here, bub.
Struck out swinging first time up on a plethora of curveballs.
A bunch of
curves. I don't think he's anything but curveballs.
He's seen a bunch, yeah. He didn't like the look.
Bo with a short lead over there. Ball's in the dirt. Ball one.
Attaboy.
2-1 the score. So what did you say? Where we're going this summer?
Myrtle Beach.
We're going to Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Are we fired up for that or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are fired up.
I just can't.
Good luck.
Low.
Ball two.
Ignore the girls.
Yeah, I know. The girls are going to drive us nuts, ain't they?
Well, actually, I don't think it's going to be the moms. I think it's going to be the little kids.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They're going to be staying up all night. Ellie's going to be crying all night.
Yep.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
So I think you should put a pillow away.
Attaboy.
Yeah, ball three. Indians trying to get something going. Come on, Sage. Come on, kid.
We got to have you, Sage. Better take a look at one, I think.
Top of the order on deck with Landon Post.
He did. And he took ball four. Attaboy, Sage.
Kid's got a good eye.
He does.
I think he walked three times the other night.
Yeah,
he did. Time is called.
There comes our runner. I was just going to say, might be a time to get a runner in there.
Pinch runner feed. Tucker Overman going to take over. Bo
Tucker's going to come in. He's got some wheels. Bo, good job getting us started. Big Landon, we need a hit.
We do. Landon walked last time up and grounded out.
Yep.
He's 0 for 1. He stranded at third.
I'm telling you, this pitcher, he doesn't look near as confident from that stretch as he does from
a
windup.
Big hit.
A little high again. We'll take another walk. We got
Coach
no problem
Ike
with that.
Making sure the base runners know one out. Don't get picked off out there.
Absolutely.
Make sure it gets through. There's trouble. A little flare. Trouble. Get down, ball. Get down, ball.
Come on, come on. You got to get here.
Yes, sir.
You got to get in here.
Oh, no.
Look up, look up, look up. Get in the dugout. Oh.
All right. Base hit.
Tucker.
Indian second. Boy, that was a big play.
It was a tough play because he had to wait, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of short. If he would have got it, doubles him up. Hey, base is loaded. This is big now.
Base is loaded. Number two hitter, Caden Greasy. He walked the last time up, struck out looking. Time is called. Coach is coming out to talk to his left-hander.
Left-hander might be about done.
2, 3, and 4 Indians with bases loaded and one out.
One out.
Here in the fifth.
Runners are going to come over and talk to Coach Ike. See what they got planned. How about a wild pitch?
Yep. Matter of fact, they're all going to meet there. Everybody. We're all meeting.
Get the whole dugout out.
We're going to meet right up here, too, ain't we?
Yep.
Harold Feely, Lane Kanapke. We're sitting right here enjoying the weather, ain't we?
Yeah.
How was school today?
Good.
Good? How's your grades?
Grades? I don't think they really do those.
Oh, you don't have grades? Well, how do you know if you pass?
On rocket math?
Do you know rocket math? Are you good at it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on minus T.
All right. Good job. Minus T, B.
That's big.
Rocket math.
Sounds big to me. It
does, me too.
And when you're done with minus, you go on mix, which is plus and minus.
Ooh, that's big. All right, here we go. Bases loaded.
He's not going to leave him in there, Bobby.
Come on,
how about a big old hit here? Caden Greasy, big old line drive. Get a couple
right
runs
center
there.
Field has got a huge gap. Just hit this right to your flagpole one
absolutely
time, big guy.
Oh, he was right on it.
He got that fastball, and he was just a little bit high.
Just a little high.
0-1, yeah.
Strike?
Yep.
Strike.
Yep.
I've
got a little Tucker Overman with a tying run. Sage Wendell with the take the lead run out there.
Strike.
That's a tough one.
0-2. Come on, you got to protect now. You got to protect.
You got to put it in play here, boy.
Wyatt Ben on deck.
Any way possible. We got to get this thing. I'd like that if he wouldn't have two strikes.
In the dirt, good eye.
All right, good eye.
Strikes. One out, bases loaded of Indians.
Indians, this is
big. Bottom of the fifth.
Bottom of the fifth, time to go. Come on, six.
Caden Greasy, third baseman. Batting second.
We needed him.
And the pitch.
Shot!
Line drive, base hit!
Come on, come on, come on, score, 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 score!
Here comes Wendell, and he is in.
Yes, sir. We got the lead. Runners move up. Watch the throw.
Yes, sir.
Well done. Well done, guys. Big hit
huge
by Caden Greasy.
Caden Greasy on a 1-2 pitch. He drove it into right field, Fee, and the Indians take a 4.
Absolutely.
I think it's 3-2.
3-2.
3-2.
Should be 3-2.
Our scorekeepers got a little excited down there. But
right fielder didn't come up with it clean. If he comes up with it clean, I think he would have stayed at third, but he bobbled it. We took a chance, and it paid off. We got runners at
three, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Right.
Runners at second and third.
Hope we get another run in.
I was going to say, just wait for Wyatt Ben to give you another run.
Here's Wyatt Ben. Wyatt is 0 for 2. He reached on a fielder's choice and struck out swinging.
Now,
Caden
you know.
Greasy, RBI single.
Big RBI.
Scores two.
Got a couple there.
That ball is a little outside. First base is open here.
You know right now there's like 10 moms out there in the crowd.
Going crazy.
Dolphins score
going
draw. Crazy. It's 4-1. It's not right. It's 3-2.
I can't believe nobody's up here yet.
I can't believe they haven't been up here yet either.
Can't
ball. That
wow.
One is
he tagged that. A lot of foul, but man, did he hit it.
Can't ball.
Yeah.
Is there anybody here allowed to go up in the press box?
No, you got to have a, special license.
Big pass.
Yep. One ball, two strikes. Come on.
Come on, come on. You got to score. You got to score.
He's going to be a
all right.
All right, he's going to score. Nice job, Wyatt Ben.
Good job, Wyatt Ben, going on contact there. That was well done.
Well, like,
good hustle, Landon Post. Good hustle.
Well done by Landon Post, going on contact. That was perfect.
Good ball.
Yes.
We're allowed to because...
Yeah, we're all right.
Now it's 4-2.
I'm allowed to, like, come up. Me and Will are allowed to come up here.
Yeah. Yep.
Even though we don't have license.
Right, right.
Because you have to be a little older for
let's
license.
Get another run in here. Indian put a crooked
come
number
on,
up.
Kale.
Grounded up the middle.
Boot it.
Elmer makes a play, fires it across, and he hits him.
Good inning for the Indians.
In the inning, though, the Indians get three
attaboy,
runs.
Bobby.
On three base hits. And after five complete, your Indians lead it 4-2.
Whoo, that's big.
Tell them about.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375 375- 3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Just wait, just wait.
You're on.
All right, we're back here, and we're joined by Isaac Lefevre. Isaac is the announcer for Indian baseball. He was late today because there's something big going on this weekend over at the school.
Yes. So I have been asked to take a role with the new elementary school play they're doing this weekend. It's called Princess What's-Her-Name. It's about a princess who kind of loses her memory, has to go around and try to figure out, you know, where she's from. And so I remember just about a couple of weeks ago, I got a call asking
No, 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 he's got it.
That's a ball of the landing post.
Good job, Landon.
That's one out for the inning. So she, Ms. Evers, Wes Curtis, the director of the show, along with Karen Myring, thank you for her time. And so they've been asking, they asked me to
Metzger's the editor.
Take up a role there.
Yep.
And, you know, it's been kind of fun, you know, just talking with the younger kids and kind of
helping them out a little,
being able to be a leader.
Yep.
You know, and that's kind of my role as the upperclassman.
And the shows are when?
So we do have a show Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Fort Recovery Middle School Auditoria there.
Okay.
And 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Sunday the 16th.
And you can get tickets. Just come on in. We'll get you right in.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Well, it sounds like good. And they do an unbelievable job if you're not.
They do. They really do. They do. You know, and those shows, there's always a lot of really good support. You know, I was in the Frozen Junior production back in, February. I think it was. I don't even remember. A lot of time's blown by.
Yep.
But, you know, everybody does so well, and it's always so put together, and everybody devotes their time to it. That's a ball high from Alex Deuce there.
While we got you on here, we're going to talk a little bit about this facility and the Lefevre family who has...
That one's onto the softball field.
Who has contributed to not only the diamond and the schools, but throughout the Lefevre family and Grandpa, who we just lost, who was just one of the best humans you get. Who that could hit that?
He's chasing me.
Yeah, he.
For you, it's got to be a. I mean, you got to have a. When you walk around here, you got to be pretty proud.
Absolutely. When I even just the town, you know, and what I learned recently at his funeral, I was not aware of, is that he was one of the leaders for the he redid the St. Paul the church in there.
Yeah,
and he was one of the leaders there. But he looking around the town, not only this facility, you know, it was kind of hard to find our old facility just driving wise. It took a lot of side roads and everything.
Oh boy, Landon Post over to Daniel Patch for the second out of the inning.
Now, this facility is just incredible. You know, I love the booth. I love working up here for the team. You know, I get to watch my friends just about every home game.
Yep.
And even with the softball team, it's great. And I'd like to thank Holly Gann over there for giving me the opportunity to work and do the music and everything that I do. And you guys do a great job up here, too. I enjoy listening to you guys. Bicker up here a little bit.
We do bicker a little, but that's only when Fee says stupid stuff.
Which is a lot.
Quite a bit.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. So,
well, we thank you for stopping in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, man.
And one of the things, though, that, you know, my grandpa left is to be an ambassador for the kind of world that you'd like to live in.
Yeah.
And obviously he led by example, and he took initiative. And when this park needed to get done, he took initiative and made sure that it got done.
Made sure it was done.
That's right.
So, you know, thank you, boys. I think it's time that I can get back to my job.
Oh, yes, sir.
Strike three. Got him on the corner.
Hey, you did good. 1-2-3 inning with you on the mic. Good job.
Perfect.
In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Through 5.5, our Indians lead it 4-2.
All right. Thank you, boys.
Sir, buddy.
Yep.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
We're back.
We'll go over there.
Okay.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians trying to play a little add-on, leading 4-2.
Yes.
Alex Deuce has been terrific, Harold.
He's been very good. He's been hitting the corners and really tough to hit right now. He's got to get us three more outs, hopefully.
Yeah, let's add on here. We got 5-6-7. Troy Homan, Riggs Toby, Dan Patch. We need some more runs here, don't we, buddy?
Yeah. Absolutely. Good idea.
Number 11, Troy Homan.
Troy has batted twice. He has walked and scored a run, and he popped out to first base last time up. Left-handed hitter Homan.
Ooh, got a new pitcher on the mound, too.
New pitcher, Fee. It looks like it is
Munter.
Munter.
What you decided?
Yep. Aaron Munter, Jr.
He's got kind of a...
Nope, Austin Munter, Jr.
Austin.
Must be twin Munters.
Got a few of them out there.
Yep.
He's got a little kind of a herky jerky in there.
He's got a little Phil Niekro, a little dancing around ball.
She's bouncing up there on that one.
Indians 5-2 on the season. Jays 7-4. Jays 2-0 in the MAC. Indians 1-1. This is a big win if we can get this one.
This would be a big win.
Indians leading
4-2. Those MAC title hopes alive.
Yeah, but he's winning.
We are 4-2. What's the scoreboard say, Oz?
4-2.
3-1. Come on, Troy. Get on there, baby. Ooh, slow roller.
This could be tough play. Speedy Homan. Got him.
Nice job.
Good job, Munter, getting off the mound and throwing
him out. He jumped off there. Yes, sir.
1-3 scoring at home. Here's Riggs. Riggs 0-2. He flew out and grounded out. Done a nice job behind the plate, though.
Boy, he has. He's done a real good job.
12, Riggs.
For the whole season. All right, Riggsy. Riggsy takes ball one. Little inside. One out in the inning. Munter on the mound. Here's the pitch. Strike at the knees. 1-1. We get to have our little... bringing all the food in today. You get a ticket. You get a chance at a drawing. And whoever gets the most money, they get to put a pie in their coach's face after the game here. So we're going to find out if softball wins or baseball wins. Popped up right at us. Heading to the softball field. Foul ball. Two balls, two strikes. On Riggsy.
So what did you say, Gabo?
I got to take you to school.
All righty.
Let's go.
2-2 pitch. Fouled it off.
Grandpa, why do you have to take me to school?
Yep. Erica's not babysitting tomorrow, so.
Who's babysitting?
Nobody.
So who's Judge going to be?
She's going to, who's your other babysitter?
I don't know. Nia?
Overman's?
Here's the pitch.
I had Nia Overman's.
Full count.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know.
All right, good job, buddy. Full count, one out.
One away.
Oh, Riggsy. There's a line shot.
Foul ball.
Foul ball.
Polder a little bit.
A little ahead of it, wasn't he?
Yep, just got a little ahead.
Riggs Toby, a junior.
Junior.
And he's got a lot of seniors.
Senior, seven seniors.
Got seven seniors.
Yeah, solid senior class this year.
Yep.
Been pretty fun to watch in all sports.
Yes,
football and basketball.
Ooh, got him looking.
Riggs, he got kind of froze up on that one a little bit.
Two up, two down. Here's Patchy.
Patchy's got a hit.
Flew out the center field and got a base RBI single. Big number 66.
Big old 66 coming at you.
Be nice to get him healthy, Bill, and get him on that mound. You know,
on the mound, yeah, that'd be nice.
There's a little flare to the first hooper.
Out.
And he's got it.
Got it.
In the inning, no runs, no hits. We're going to the seventh. We need three outs, boys.
We need three outs. We got three more to go, and we're going to be happy.
That's right. 4-2, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Do you have symptoms of heavy, tired legs, swollen ankles, or varicose veins? Vein problems can progressively worsen over time. Wearing properly fitted compression stockings could help improve circulation and provide relief of achy, tired, heavy legs. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bourne, Indiana, and talk to our qualified staff to see how fitted compression stockings could help you. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
We are back here at the Battlegrounds. We need three outs, Bobby, to get this thing in the old W column.
Absolutely, and Alex Dews is falling. What Bo 10 did Tuesday, pitched a great game.
Boy, he did.
Finish it off here, Doozy. Who they got up?
4-5-6. We're going 4-5-6. Cam Elwer is going to lead us off.
This would be a good one to keep off the bases.
Yes, absolutely keep him in the dugout. Here's the first pitch. Shot up the middle of base hit. He was right on that one. Mr. Elwer, you might want to not throw him a curveball.
Yeah.
Or a fastball, because he clobbered it.
Yeah, that's a line shot.
Number 22,
TJ. Base hit. First man up. TJ Wirtz is your hitter. Let's just get some outs here. We just need three outs.
Yeah, that run don't mean nothing.
Doesn't mean a thing. All right, Alex, work hard now, buddy. Whoops. In the dirt. Bounces back to the facing.
Yeah,
moves to second base.
After this, are we going to the softball game?
The softball game is just finishing up. We're behind 13-5, Jay County leading Fort Recovery.
Yep.
We're going to go over to the track meet. There's a five-team track meet going on over at the...
There's a lot of stuff going on in the fourth.
There is. And I think they're going to be over there a while because they got off to a late start. So.
Yep.
So we're going to go over there and check out the track meet.
We were pretty late because... Yeah, Mom had to make supper and we had to do homework because the kids are already done, but I think they might still be going.
There's a strike. One ball, one
got
strike.
Got your homework done?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I got one more thing to do.
Okay. Piece of cake, though, right?
TJ works your hitter.
Kind of.
Okay. Come on, get him.
Got him. Get that.
Come on. Hit hard.
There's
one out.
Two more outs to go.
That's right.
Two more outs to go.
That's
big. You're right, buddy.
Boy, you hit a hard fee.
Boy, he did. Luckily, right at Kale. Kale took about two steps to his right. put her in.
Well, I think you just don't want to throw strikes here. I mean, you don't want to
let
them hit it. And,
yep.
You know, the wind's kind of blowing in a little bit.
I'm blowing in now, yeah. Jack Gerker's a hitter. Jack's 0 for 2 on the night.
Good shot.
We got nobody in the bullpen. I think this one's Deucey's.
I think you're exactly right. I think it's
Deucey's to win. Just a little outside.
He's still throwing hard.
He is still throwing hard.
One I would guess he's in the, what do you think, 85 pitches?
Yeah, I'm guessing he's.
Is that two outs?
One out.
Just one.
Yep. We need two outs.
Runner at second?
I think it's two. Came out where
means
one,
nothing. Yeah. Steps off. Alex, don't worry about that guy. We got to get that batter.
That's exactly right.
Curveball.
Good pitch.
Good pitch. One ball, two strikes. Alex. Curveball working pretty good tonight again. I think I'd throw one more then.
I think you're with you.
Nope, he's going heat.
Popped him up. Come on, Daniel.
Get Daniel
him,
Patch Daniel. Calls it. He's drifting over and dropped it.
Daniel.
Ah. I don't want to give him any extra outs. Daniel kind of nonchalant at that one a little bit.
I have no idea what he was doing there.
Had his glove down. He needed to get it up a little bit there, but battle in the sun, too. All right. Shake that off. Get the next one.
Talk to this catcher here, make sure you're on the same page. That's a good thing. Good thinking.
Yeah. Might be checking to see if Elwer's stealing signs down there, possibly. He should be. Deucey still had one ball, two strikes, one out. Top of the seventh. Innings lead at 4-2. We got a runner at second base.
Can't put a juice.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball to third.
Tough play.
Long throw. Don't worry about it.
Hey, that away,
nice
Daniel Patch.
That's better, Daniel. Attaboy. 5-3 on that play.
Two outs.
Two outs. One out away.
Two away in the inning.
We got to win this.
We've got Griffin, Merkel.
Wait, we were on first, but now in second. Which I think if we
Runner's
win this.
Down to third. Now
right
came
there. Got to win this.
If we win this, are we in first?
Like, no, we'll still be, but we'll only be one game behind. So, big game.
This is a big game for us to win.
Nice play there by Greasy. Did a nice job.
Looked him back a little, but he.
Oh, good shot there.
That's good.
That might have been his fastest pitch of the night.
He threw a little jag here, didn't it? It had some meat on it.
Come on, Alex. Finish it off here. Calp family.
Calp,
you're listening. Your daughter and wife and their big dog is running around.
And I'm thinking small horse.
That is, they're walking a horse.
They got a horse on it. Leash.
That is a big old dog.
That's a big dog. Come on, Alex. 2-1.
It looks like
Here's
Winnie.
Oh, couldn't get him to break.
Yep, but that big dog looks like Winnie.
Does, don't it?
Three balls, one strike, two outs. We do not want to put the tying run on. Come on now. Go get him, Alex. Here's the pitch. Ball high. He put him on. First and third. Well, I'd say Coach will come out. Yeah, I was going to say, we might want to come out and set up our defense here. I don't know, Bobby, you'd make a throw down here or not?
No.
I don't think I do either. That is going to bring Nolan Schwimmer to the plate.
I don't think we're going to be able to get the out.
We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
coming back here. After the talk, here's a pitch. Ball outside.
It's never easy, is it?
No, it's always a battle. We got runners at.
Runners at the corners.
At the corners.
Two outs.
So far, runner did not take off at first. Oops, he threw that one pass. That baby shot back out. That puts him on second and third. Tying run is at second now.
You think he's just overthrown right here for you?
Yeah, I think he's just trying to get that out so bad. He's throwing really hard, and ball seems to be bouncing all over the place.
Infield, outfield got to come in, right? Outfield come in with two, kind of cut down that.
I would think, yes.
Hits it over your head, you hit it over your head. But I think you got to.
There's a good pitch. There's a good pitch. Attaboy. Two balls, one strike. Big deep breath here, Alex. Rock and fire here for a couple more strikes. Pop him up. That'd be nice. Schwimmer, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. All right.
Come on, baby.
Way
one more.
Out in front of that one.
He hasn't looked good against that curve.
No. No, Schwimmer struck out twice.
Wait, is this second out?
We need one more out.
How about the hat trick? One more time here. Let's give him the sombrero.
You can't let him hit this.
Curveball.
Yo!
Oh, we did not give him the call. Two balls. Nope. Full count.
Blue.
Full count.
Oh, he knew he struck out.
That was close. Yeah, he was heading
What's
to the dugout.
His name?
Alex.
Here we go. Full count.
Let's go, Alex.
Here's the pitch. Popped up. Out of play.
Back in the seats.
Back in the seats. Full count. We've got a battle. Win the battle here, Alex.
Come on, kid. Oh, ring him up.
He's got him swinging twice. One more time would be great. Come on, Ducey. One time. Here's the windup. And the pitch. Popped up.
Come on.
Get him out. Get that.
Landon.
Landon Post calls for it.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Indians win it. 4-2. Leaving a run on base. They get one hit in the inning. Great job by Alex Deuce finishing this thing out. We'll be right back to talk about the win the Indians got tonight.
Bota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we're back here at the old battlegrounds.
Up Fia.
A huge win for the Indians.
Yes, sir.
Beating the Blue Jays 4-2, and hats off Alex Deuce.
Alex Deuce was the man again tonight. He did a great job, went the full seven innings, gave them about three hits, maybe, I think. Bobby will have the stats here in just a second. Yep. But great finish by him. Boy, he, like you said, he made it fun at the end. put the tying runs on second and third, but came back, popped our second batter out, and got the third out of the inning, and Indians win.
Yeah, that's right, Fee. And no matter how you do it, we just needed this win tonight to keep in contention in the MAC. And,
absolutely.
And, we lost a tough one at Versailles, a game that
could have won.
We walked out of there thinking we were the better team.
Absolutely. And I think so, too.
And now we beat a very good Delphus team.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's came in 2-0 in the MAC, 7-3 overall. Indians improved now to 2-1 in the MAC, 6-2 overall. With the way we're playing right now, and we talked about, me and Neil talked about it down at Tri-Village, we can beat anybody. We have really solid pitching.
We do.
We have, and we're starting to really swing the bat well.
Oh, absolutely. You guys got to see us really hit the ball on Monday. And we struggled last, Tuesday night against Versailles. But like you said, we walked out of there knowing we were the better team. And this was a huge game for us tonight. I mean, this keeps us in contention of the MAC, like you said, and that's what you shoot for. I mean, I think when you start out the season, you want to win the MAC, and you know, you want to make a run in the tournament. And, well, we've got a nice start, you know, to our season. Got six big wins, and Indians are tough. I mean, Indians, like you said, the pitching staff has been really good, and, boy, it's just going to be nice if we can get old 6-6 back on the mound, too.
That's
you know,
right.
Daniel Patch, and right now, Boateng's throwing the ball really well, and so is Alex Deuce.
That's right. Looking for the Indians. Indians were trailing this game 2-1 going into the fifth inning. Daniel Patch led off with a fly ball to center field. Then Boateng hits a grounder to third, and you swing the bat, you're dangerous. Make them field it.
Kid exactly
short hop
right.
to throw over. Bo reaches on an air. Next batter up is Sage Wendell. Sage with a great eye.
Good
takes
eye
ball
on.
Four. Now the Indians got him on first and second. Top of the order, Landon Post. Landon Post with a huge hit.
Big hit.
A huge hit. That loaded the bases. That brought Caden Greasy up, and Caden Greasy does what Caden Greasy does.
We knew. We kept talking about him earlier, about he is some kind of hitter, and he made a big hit tonight.
Yeah, he was in a hole 0-2, and he battled back, and he hit a line drive to right field, scoring two, giving the Indians a little lead.
Put them up 3-2. Yeah. That was, and we didn't look back from there.
That's right. And then Wyatt Bin with a fielder's choice RBI to make it 4-2, and that's how it ended, 4-2. Your Indians.
Yep.
Looks
Absolutely.
Like this. Landon Post was 1-for-2, scored a run. Caden Greasy had a big RBI there. He finishes 1-for-2. Wyatt Bin 0-for-3, reached, had an RBI, though, on a big get-the-bat-on-the-ball in
the
sixth inning.
Put it in play.
That's right. Cale Ramo 0-for-3. He hit a couple of hard balls, but nothing to show for it.
No.
Troy Homan walked, scored a run. He's 0-for-2. Riggs Toby is 0-for-3. Did a nice job behind the plate.
Great job behind the dish.
Daniel Patch 1-for-3. Had an RBI single in the second inning. All right, see you, bud. Boateng was 0-for-1, but he scored a run, reached on that air.
Yep.
And Sage Wendell 0-for-1 also scores.
Scored a run, too.
For the Indians and Coach Ike, and the Indians improved to 6-2 on the season.
I tell you what, you know, it's kind of funny. I mean, Alex Deuce was really good. They had two runs, but they were on two weird plays by us. We just didn't do a very good job. They had a play at third where I don't know if Caden Greasy was kind of standing there with his glove. He ran right into the runner, and they gave him the home plate, so he ended up giving the run on interference. And then we had strike three on Riggsy popped out of his glove, and we had a runner at second, and he let him get to third, and next guy hits a fly ball and gets it in there. You know, then both of those runs shouldn't have happened.
That's right. We got a huge week coming up here, folks. Tomorrow, I think we got an off day, boys.
Yeah, we're taking a break.
We need a break, don't we?
Yeah, let's take a little break.
And then Saturday, we got a doubleheader with South Adams. That's a baseball team's barbecue chicken dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Wendell's barbecues supplying the chicken dinners. Pre-sale only, so hopefully you don't forget. Get up here. And that game starts at 11 a.m., and that'll be right here on Fort Recovery Radio. And then next week, we have the opener here on Monday.
And that'll be fun.
And the dedication opening ceremonies for the Lefebvre Family Athletic Complex. That starts at 4:30. Indians playing Lima Shawnee, and they're always got a heck of a team up there.
Always have a good team, yeah.
The softball team plays this very same night. They also play the Walpock, and that'll be on Sports Stream too.
We'll have it on Sports Stream, but that's going to be Rob Weaver.
Okay. Rob's going to do that game,
All right. And then on Tuesday, Indians go to Coldwater.
Yep.
And that's always fun. And then we have Marion Local. We owe Marion Local. They put it to us last year over there Thursday.
Absolutely, they
did. And Friday, the softball team has National Trail at home. And then Saturday, Fort Recovery is going to go down to Dayton Dragons. We're going to play the Lincolnview Lancers. Lancers are really good.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, they've state runners up last year. And
I kind of watched their game the other night. They were on WOSN against Antwerp. They beat them.
Yeah, they're ranked fifth in the, you know, a lot of good baseball around Rushing, ranked number one, Lincolnview number five. And, you know, it was a good win to get this one today.
Big
Lane,
win.
We appreciate you coming up and helping us. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Did a good job, buddy.
Good.
Good? Yeah. You ready for vacation, ain't you?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Me too.
Myrtle Beach.
And where are we staying? You know where we're staying down there?
A house.
We got a house for a week, don't we?
And
there's
also,
good chance a shark's going to see. We might see
lots of sharks.
Yeah. And
What else you got?
Grandpa and Grandma are paying for all of it.
Oh, they are. Hey, Grandpa and Grandma are paying
Grandma
for all
paying
of it.
The bill.
Yeah, that's right.
I like paying the bill.
For Neil Spencer, the main man here at Fort Recovery Radio, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
I am Bob Stalker. Once again, the final from the Battlegrounds. Your Fort Recovery Indians win it 4-2. We'll be back.
See you Saturday.
Saturday.
been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.